One of the beautiful properties of the Jewish calendar is that Vayishlach and Hanukkah get so close together. This Shabbos we're going to be learning Vayishlach, and Hanukkah is almost there. What's Vayishlach got to do with Hanukkah? Well, what do both of them have to do with Sukkot? In other words, it's really an unbelievable threesome over here. We have Hanukkah, we have Vayishlach, and we had, I guess you can't say anymore, we have Sukkot. But really, Hanukkah and Vayishlach is a Sukkot-sticky Indian. Now, if none of that makes sense, that's okay. We'll see in a moment that it does make sense. Just want to jog your memory that I mentioned that a few times, I think, in these shiurim. I saw it in the Sfas Emes, that for each one of the Golem, each one of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there is also a Rabbonon Dikei Yontov. That means that the Torah told us Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Chazal came along and said, we will make a Yontov Keneged Shavuos, that's Purim, Zman Matan Toroseinu, and Kimu V'Kiblu, so we have a Kabbalah's Torah on Purim, that's Keneged Shavuos, and we have Chanukah Keneged Sukkot. We'll see in a moment why. It doesn't work because there's no Yontov Drabonan for Pesach. So I saw in the Sfas Emes that he says that there's going to be a Yontov when Mashiach comes, there'll be a Drabonan Diki Yontov for Pesach. So Nachamol, we have the three, the Sholosh Regolem, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Each one of them is associated with a Yontov Drabonan. Shavuos is associated with Purim. Sukkot is associated with Chanukah, and the Yontov for Pesach still lies for us in the future. So, in this year, we're not going to be so interested in Pesach and its Yontov, and in Shavuos and its Yontov. But what do I mean when I say that Chanukah and Sukkot belong together, and that they both have really a very, very big shaychus to Pashas Vayishlach? It's really very, very interesting, in my opinion. It's very, very interesting. Now, I was taught as a youngster, and probably it says it in Sforim, I don't know exactly where, what's the shaychus? Who says that there's a shaychus between Chanukah and Sukkot? So I was taught two things, but looking back now, I see that there wasn't any amkus in what I learned at that time because, okay, there's a shaychus. Why? Because on Sukkot there's a din of hoder, there's hiddur, and on Chanukah also there's the hiddur, the mahadrin min hamahadrin, the mahadrin, the mahadrin min hamahadrin. So there's hiddur on Chanukah also. Second of all, Sukkot celebrates the Anane Kovod. The Anane Kovod came in the Schus of Aaron, and the Chashmei Noam were Kohanim. So there are points in which Chanukah and Sukkot touch upon each other. Now, what does it all mean? I want to share with you what I was thinking. Now, this is really, again, I don't understand, because this year after year after year after year, all of us are exposed to Chanukah, all of us are exposed to Sukkot, Baruch Hashem. But for me, I got some insights this last couple of hours when I was thinking about this year, which I never had before. And I'm rather ashamed of that. But what can I do? Better late than never. But the following never occurred to me. Okay, so I was taught Sukkot, there's a din of Hiddur, and Priyas Hoder, and Chanukah, we also Mahadah. Now, Lemaisa Lahalocha, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, the way we do it. So what? So the emes is, I think that let's start with the Hiddur of Sukkot. Let's see whether we can work it out that way. Right? So we have, that's the whole parsha of Noi Sukkah. no sukkah. People are mahada, and they make the sukkah beautiful, 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 beautiful. So I knew about that. And in fact, I never was very big on making nice sukkah. I like the nice, clean walls. I don't know. I haven't been a very good Jew as far as nice sukkah is concerned. But I never understood what's the big point. So I don't put paper chains in my living room. So why should I put paper chains in my sukkah? Teshuva ken tedura. We'll think about that in a moment. Teshuva ken tedura. But so what's so great about nice sukkah? So, and that's really also a Vayishlach Dikas Sukkah, because Yaakov Avinu was going on towards Eretz Yisrael, yeah, so he came and so he built houses for the people and sukkahs for the animals. I came kosher my sukkahs. So Vayishlach is sukkahs. So what's Taka the Pshat? And the emphasis, it's sukkahs in the Gemara of sukkahs. Halacha, at least to me, strange. It's, at least I don't have a voice, the Gedorim, so well that the one of the shittas in the Gemara is that you can't put the sukkah higher than 20 amas because Turk 20 amas, you can make it aray. Higher than 20 amas, it can never be aray. So the sukkah has to be, but it doesn't have to be aray. You can make such a strong sukkah lower than 20 amas. It's a wonderful, very, 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 very solid thing. But the chokhmah is that it could be aray. That's a strange thing. So should it be aray? Shouldn't it be aray? If it should be aray, I understand. So you can't make it higher than 20 because it can't be aray. But then lemata, it should also dafka be aray and not made in a very firm way. So what's happening over here? I think that it occurred to me the first time now, this year, and I'm happy to share it with you. If you agree, it's wonderful. This business of noise sukkah is so interesting. It's so interesting, and it ties in with Yaakov's meeting Esav. I'm sorry if I'm making you all sugar like putting all these things together, but the thing is that they really belong together. Here, let me read these couple of psukim to you. So Yaakov splits them into the machanos. V'hu ovar lifnehem v'yishtachu atzo sheva po'omim. Do you know what that means? You prostrated, Yaakov Avinu prostrated himself in front of Esav 7 times. He walked towards him, wham! He falls down on the ground, prostrated, gets up, walks a little further, falls down on the ground, prostrated. What is going on? Vayishtachu atzo sheva po'omim, at kishtoi adochiv. So, why? And then the noshim and the vatigashna, vayayas ha-noshim es ha-yelodim vayomim mi-eilelach, vayomim ha-yelodim ha-shechonan elakim zavtecho. Vatigashnu ha-shvochos heinu v'yaldein, vatishtachavenu, vatigash gam leyo v'yelodeo, vayishtachavu, v'achan nigash yoysev rochel, vayishtachavu. We all know the Gemara in Purim that Binyamin said, I don't have to bow down to Haman. I wasn't alive when this bowing business happened. But here, everything, the whole of Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael was at that moment, they all prostrate themselves in front of Esav. Why? What is going on? You have to prostrate yourself in front of a Rosh. So what is Taka the Pshat? We'll get back to the noise sukkah in a moment. But what is Taka Pshat? The Teretz is, this is Moiradek. This is Mamish Moiradek. That Yaakov is playing out the Emes. That Yaakov is telling Esav, I know that in a few minutes you're going to make me an offer. I know you well enough for that, that let's go together and we'll be friends. And even if you don't want me around, I'll see you nomin ha'anoshim. Yeah, I want to make a partnership with you. Partner, 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 partner. So Yaakov says, Taira Esav, no, loy mitan aleph. Absolutely not. I am not an equal partner of you. Yeah, Esav said, I'll time my traveling to fit with yours. I know you have children. I know you have sheep. I don't have any of that over here. So, but I'll be mevater and I'll do go slowly. I'm going to be the best brother you can possibly imagine. Yaakov said, forget about it. Yeah, not interested in that brotherly relationship. I want to be your Eved. I want to be Mishtachem myself. You know why? Because I don't want to give up on my Olam Haba. When we made the deal that I get Olam Haba and you get Olam Hazeh, so I'm a stranger in Olam Hazeh, and you are the boss, and therefore I prostrate myself in front of you. And therefore, Ikka Shebi Ikram, I make my children prostrate themselves in front of you, that they should learn that we are only Galim over here in this world. And that has to be nikva in them. That has to be nikva in them. Especially like when we think about the fight with the Ish, that came like between when Yaakov started making the achonos, and then later on he actually, the present goes to Esav. So in between there's this story of the malach. So that was a big inyan. In other words, that Yaakov was megale, that even though I'm a stranger in this world, and even though I'm not a balabas over here, but even so, I have to be able to conquer the Sar Shel Esav when he wants to get at me. Like, it's a very, very, very difficult stance to take, that at the same time I'm the big fighter, and at the same time I'm the big bower and prostrator. Very, very difficult. But it's a mayude gezach, and that is what's happening in this scene over here. So that is the avoider in this pasha, that Yaakov is going to maintain his gerhood in this world, and that was dafka necessary. I think, these are not things that I saw in Chazal, but it just seems to me that the confluence of these events, for example, that first Yaakov vayeovek ishimay adalai sashocha vayakilo yochalo, that Yaakov wins that thing, and now he bows and bows and bows and bows and bows. The Teretz is, he bows and bows and bows and bows. Why? Because to be kaveya, that although I was victorious in my battle with the Ish, but I still know who I am. I am a stranger in this world. That has so many ramifications, and I may have mentioned this before, but even if not, that's not this particular shiur. But the fact is that after this whole thing happened with the meeting with Esav, so then in the end, when Yaakov goes over to Eretz Yisrael, so what does he do over there? The first thing that he does, Vayichan es p'nei ha'ir. So Rashi says he was massacred to Matbeya, and he was massacred to them Mechatzores and Shvokim. What's going on? Like Yaakov, after 20 years, comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and the first thing he has to do is to make sure that the Shrem people get a shower when they need one. So he makes for them Mechatzores. Or in the Shvokim, they should have malls so that they can buy a lot of stuff. What's going on by Yaakov? I mean, that is the Yesod. We've mentioned it before, but I don't want to get involved in that now. You have this idea that if you don't belong here, so why are you here? So Rav Huttner says, if you don't belong here and you are here, so the reason why you are here is because you should be Mashpia. So Yaakov understood, I don't belong here. I belong in the Elyonim. So why did the Rebbein Shem put me down here? Must be to be Mashpia on people. Well, the first people whom I meet, I come to Eretz Yisrael, is Shrem and Chamoy and all the good to go over there. I got to do something for them. I got to be Mashpia. I'll be Mesakna Matpeya. I'll make Mechatzores. I'll make Shvokim. So why are you thinking of the world? This is the issue over here. The issue is, how do you act when you're not at home? How do you act when you're not at home? So the answer, the Jewish answer to that is, when I'm not at home, I act by being mashpia on the people with whom I am together now. Because there must be some kind of reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam made that I should be meeting these people. So therefore, I'll do them toivas. Actually, the Gemara says in Shabbos that he wanted to do toivas in gratitude for the fact of having been saved to Esav, from Esav. But it all fits in together. You have to think it through. Now, what's all this got to do with Noi Sukkah? So now, for the first time in all these years that I've, Baruch Hashem, been zeicher to sit in Sukkahs on Sukkahs, it's Neuroneuroes. And the Noi Sukkah. So what's going on? What is going on? Why are we so makpid on beautifying the Sukkah? You know why? Because it's a Diras Arai, Oy Rabbeisai. I don't know why I missed this all these years, and I'm quite sure all you wise people have been thinking about it every year, but just in case you weren't, let me just suggest that you take a think about it. Yeah, I want to make my Aroes beautiful. My whole Metzias, Sukkah, that's what Sukkah tells me. My whole Metzias is that I'm a ger in this world, and I don't belong here. My Musti Yukna is Chokug on the Kisei HaKovod. And the Chavnish Lovas Tzitan, and the Emes is, I have nothing to do over here. Teretz is, yeah? So I'm here from Mashpia, let's say, right? But doesn't it get very boring? But wouldn't you rather be where you belong? So I go into my Sukkah, which is a Diras Arai. And it doesn't have to be a Diras Arai. It has to be enough to be able to be a Diras Arai. I have to make this Aroes Dikker, or potentially a Roy's Dicker situation, I have to make it beautiful. I have to make it beautiful. I have to walk around with paper, on the ceiling. I have to make it beautiful, 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 beautiful. What's so beautiful about something which is a Roy's? That's where you put your animals, yeah? He built batim for himself, but for the animals he made sukkahs. Al-Kain Koroshumai sukkahs. So what's so important about sukkahs? The Teretz is because in that context, we are like the animals. We don't need a solid house. We don't need these comforts, or at least we should not need them. Why? Because this is not our mokum. So isn't that terrible to be away from home? No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. If God forbid, yeah, we would become toshovim in this olam hazeh. If we would listen to Esav, And say, look, Nelcho Nisav and Nelcho Yachad, yeah, we'll go together, and Atzigo Nomin Anoshim, and I'm going to become at home in this world. Do you know what that would have meant? That's Ois Yidin. He wants to be at home. He wants this, what we have now. That should be his home. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. And therefore, we beautify the temporary. We beautify the Aroes. And it doesn't even matter if it is Arai or not. It can be Arai. So then I can make my Dira there an Aroes de Kedira. Even though the walls are solid walls and they're strong and alle gute Sachen, yeah, but it's Sukkahs, right? It's Sukkahs. And the roof is Arai. And therefore I know that down here I have to be Arai. And you know what? It's that which I have to make beautiful. And the Emes is, so that is really the oimek. I mean, and there may be lots of other oimeks about this, but the mahadrin of Chanukah, yeah? I mean, sach hakol, what is the mitzvah of Chanukah? You light one little candle, one yiddel in the house with children galore and cousins and friends, and everybody's coming for Chanukah, yeah? And Meikadin, he lights one tiny little candle, it burns for half an hour, V'nomar Amen, that's it. Yeah? I mean, what's that? A tiny little candle, which burns for half an hour, or the oil, whatever it is, the wick. Yeah? And that is Chanukah. That is Chanukah. So, Klal Yisrael starts scrambling. We're going to have to make this Mehuda. Yeah? Just like the Sukkah is Arai, and we make it Mehuda. Right? Why do we make it Mehuda? Because we want to impress upon ourselves that the Aroes is Hoda, So then on Chanukah, it's really the same thing. What's the big deal about one little light burning in the house for half an hour? Big deal. What is it? So we scramble around. We have to find some hiddah. We have to make it that everybody lights, and we have to make it that Kneged Yom HaNichnosim, Kneged Yom HaYotzim. You have to make it beautiful, 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 beautiful. Why do you have to make it beautiful? Because a little bit, the ma'at min ha'oyah shadoich ha'abe min ha'choshach, although here it's a little bit not that way because you can't be mishtamish, but you understand what I mean. So that is what we're celebrating. It's moyodik. So Chanukah and Purim taka belong together. Now, what did the Rabban Shem do for me? I really have to be grateful. I can't tell you how. It so happens that I have a Seder at the moment with the Bacher. We learn together, and we're learning Sukkah. No, what a schlacht with learning Sukkah. It's a beautiful Masechta. So we came across, everybody knows it, the din of Teshuvah Ke'en Teduvah. So that the time that we spent in the sukkah has to be teshvu ke'en teduvu. It says v'sukkas teshvu shivas yamim, and Chazal tell us that teshvu, which could also be an arois deka teshvu, in fact it is, because the schach al shena schach kol sukkah. So it's really arois. But it has to be ke'en teduvu as though it wasn't arois, as though it was permanent. It's unbelievable. I don't know why. The truth is, I always had a problem with this teshuvah ke'en teduvu. On what is that based? On what is it based, teshuvah ke'en teduvu? If there would be the two words next to each other, a hekesh. Hekesh in the Torah, what's a hekesh? That you have the two things mentioned in one posuk. So that's a hekesh. So if there would be a posuk somewhere which says teshvu next to keduru, so it would say, oh, the hekesh tells us that the teshvu has to be a teduru dikka kind of thing. It doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say it anywhere. So I really didn't know. But Baruch Hashem, this is a nice Seder that we have, and we try to be careful and to learn. We daf lernen, perhaps. And we decided to research this. Like, what does this mean, this Teshuvah ke'en teduvu? And I think I found the answer. Now, it could be that it says it somewhere. But if so, I don't know about it. But Baruch Hashem, we with the help of our beautiful search program, we found the answer. I got to tell you this, because I'm so happy with this. I wanted to dance a jig when we came up with this. But it's a moyo de gezach, teshuvah ke'en teduvu. So, we were thinking, kol ha'ezrach v'yisroel yeshuvah v'sukkah. How's v'sukkah teshuvah shivas yomim? Where is it? Basukas teshuvah shivas yomim kol ha'ezrach v'yisroel yeshu basukas. Okay, now what is ezrach? What does ezrach mean? So I looked in the Sefer Shloshim of the Radak, and he tells us what ezrach means. Ezrach means loshen zorach bihiro. It's as bright kashemesh. K'moish nikras baheres I'm sorry, I'm losing words. Well, when tzoras by the tzoras baheres, it shines bright. It looks bright, yeah. And then you have ke'ezrach mekem yir lochem hu ha'toshav. Now the Radak explains, why is shining? Yeah, why is ezrach? Why is that? What does that mean? Hu ha'toshav. He's the guy who's living in this place. V'kadmon bo'ir, and he is the from the very very first ones who founded the city. I learned from my late good friend, and he's not with us anymore. Rav Zev Hoberman told me that ezrach. Told me once is that Aleph Zorach. I mean, that's I think based on this Radak. Hu ha'toshev v'hakadmon bo'ir. He's the founder of the city. Ki hu megule lakoil. Everybody knows him. V'yodua mihu. Everybody knows who he is. U'mishpachta, and who his family is. Avol hager hu mechusa. V'lo yeda oda mihu u'mi mishpachta. In other words, the guy who's living there, and he's from the big machas in the city, and everybody knows him, and he is meyushev over here, and he's comfortable over here. That is what an ezrach is. So it says, Vasukas teishu shivas yamim, ya kol ezrach v'Yisrael yeshu vasukas. Every ezrach. And now Rabbeisa, these search programs are very, very good. I've got it on my screen in front of me, right? So I'll read it to you. It says 14 times the word ezrach in the Torah. Number one, Vayikra yudches chavav. Ho ezrach v'hager hagar. Next one, yudches lamedalet. Ko ezrach mikem yilochem hager. Next one, yeah? Well, that's Vasukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. Next one. V'nokev shem Hashem mois yumos, rogom yirgumu bo kolo edo, kager ko ezrach. Next one. Vayikra chav dalet chav beis. Lochem kager ko ezrach, yir lochem, v'lager v'lo ezrach, kol ezrach yase kocho, es kol eli lehakav isho reir l'shem, but the ger, the next pasuk says, ger again. In other words, what I'm telling you is like this, that throughout the Torah, every time it says the word ezrach, it's to tell you, but not only the ezrach, also the ger. In other words, that the ger is the opposite of a ezrach. So you might think it applies only to the ezrach. Therefore it says, no, yeah, the ezrach and the ger should do it. Ko ezrach mekem yilochem hager, hago besoichachem, vo hafto loy komoicho, ki gerim ha-yisra, ganza pasha. But every single time, I don't think I'm making a mistake, every single time when it says ezrach in the Torah, it contrasts him or compares him to the ger, except one place. Rabbeisai, Basukos teishvu shivas yomim kol ho ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos. Maybe it's poshut, maybe you all learned like that, I don't know. But to me it was a meshunedik chiddush, and I'm so happy I can't even tell you. And that's why I'm sort of bothering you and telling you this thing with such arichas, because I have so much nachas from it. Yeah? I think that the diuk of teishvu ke'en teduru, is because it doesn't say the ezrach and the ger. Of course, the ger has to sit in the sukkah also. But the Torah doesn't say the ezrach together with the ger. Because when you sit in the sukkah, it has to be derech ezrach. It has to be like the guy who was the first one who started the city and he founded the community and he's the big shot. That is how you have to sit in the sukkah. That is what we learn in Teshvu Ke'en Teduru. Because why Teshvu Ke'en Teduru? And I'll say, see if I can find these things. But because Teduru, Do, and Tanakh, oh, yeah, I hope I can find it. Here we are. Yeah. Roishi Rosho Oretz Umis Orek Ezrach Ra'anon. Oh, the Ezrach is called in Tehillim Ezrach Ra'anon. What does Ra'anon mean? Like a beautiful tree which has got all the juices in it. It's over here. The Radak touches it up over here. Ezrach Ra'anon, who ate Halach veherotov shehu megula v'nire biyofya uvelachusa. Ezrach is everything that's beautiful, everything that's fresh, everything that has all the... it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. That's what an ezrach is. What's a ger? Oh, look at this. His toifef beveis elokai, that I prefer to be protected in the Rabbeinu Shalom's house. Midur bo'ole resha. In other words, his teufel means a temporary shelter. Yeah? So I'd rather have a temporary shelter in the Rebbeinu Shalom's house than a during, like midur bo'ole resha, than having a permanent, beautiful, comfortable. So dur means living, like dira. We have today in Israel, they call an apartment a dira. Right? So it's a place where you live. It's a place where you feel comfortable. It's a place where you feel good. That is what a dira is, and that is how the Tanakh uses dur. Very, very few times in Tanakh. But when it's used, that's what it is. And that is what Teshuv Ke'en Teduru is. Where did Chazal get Teshuv Ke'en Teduru? There's no Hekesh. It's not mentioned over here. You know what? It says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael. What do you mean Kol HaEzron? Why not the Ger also? By all the other places, the 14 places, in 13 of them it says, yeah, that the Ger and the Ezrach are the same. So Ma Pitam, so what's happening over here? So if the Ger and the Ezrach are the same, so why can't they be the same over here? The Teretz is that it's teaching you that the Teshu should be Ke'en Tedura. In other words, Kol HaEzrach b'Yisrael. In other words, here the Ger also has to be an Ezrach. If the Ger sits in the Sukkah, so he has to be an Ezrach. What does it mean he has to be an Ezrach? He has to be comfortable and have to be a nice Sukkah. You know what we're decorating? We're decorating our Aroos. That's the Ma'ariv HaGezach. Yeah? How did this come about? Why don't we make a hiddah on Seder night? I don't know, like what to eat for the Suda, make it specially good, serve some whatever it is. Yeah, you don't find the hiddah which you find on Sukkahs. You don't find it on Pesach. Gemeintlich, there's a dinner of hiddah mitzvah, and that's very good, but there's no special hiddah on Pesach, but there's a special hiddah on Sukkahs. Why is a special hiddah on Sukkahs? Especially the Noi Sukkah. The Teretz is because that's it. We're basking in the beauty of our Aroah's thickness. We're basking in the beauty of Yaakov having turned down Esav. When Esav said, "Atzigunu minu anoshem," Yaakov said to him, "Do me a favor, just relax. I have everything. I don't need anything. Let's go separately. That's the way we worked it out. Let's keep it that way." So now, back in our little sukkah with our aroas, and every 5 minutes you have to wonder, is it going to start raining now? Isn't it going to start raining now? And that is beauty. That is beauty. That is Jewish beauty. The beauty of being aroistic. So now, isn't it a Ma'ariv HaGezach? Vayishlach, sukkahs, Chanukah, right? The Chanukah, the hiddah by Chanukah, what's the big deal? Yeah, like everybody lights it. What's going on? What's so important? Important is because you got to encourage that little flame. Yeah, what is it, Sofkotsov? Yeah, it burns. No, for half an hour, big deal. Oh, is that a big deal? Oh, yeah, is that a big deal? That's a Ma'ariv HaGezach. And therefore we run around and we're mahadad, just like we're mahadah the aroistika sukkah, which for Yaakov served for his animals. People didn't live in that. Teretz is because it's not so comfortable like a regular house. And there's nothing wrong with being comfortable. But there is something wrong with not realizing the beauty of aroes in this world. So let's thank the Luach and thank the Rebbeinu Shlalom that we have these three things together. The Chanukah and the Vayishlach and Sukkot. The Ma'ariv HaGezach. And Baruch Hashem, it's good to sein a Yid.